Politics is an exceedingly complicated sphere of human relationships. The social management considering social groups' interests is one of its major objectives. Unfortunately, these interests often become mutually exclusive. The concept of politics came from the writings of well-known ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle. He regarded politics as a form of relationships between such social structures as families, kins, and tribes to achieve welfare and prosperity. Nowadays, the term of politics is ordinarily used to designate different kinds of leadership, administration, and authority. We often hear about the policy of a president, government, corporation and company, educational institution, teacher, leader, members of a group, and so on. The need for self-control of any social structure became the fundamental basis for any political activity. Unfortunately, as we can see from historical facts and modern investigations, these processes are natural to all the nations, and its roots lie deep in the subconscious of each individual. In order to constrain these manifestations of violence, to prevent the all-against-all global war, and to provide a necessary minimum of public order, the special organization of power is required. This regulation of public order and self-preservation of society is the main function of policy. This is true both for the world community and for each state, individually. Politics is an exceedingly complicated sphere of human relationships. The social management considering social groups' interests is one of its major objectives. Unfortunately, these interests often become mutually exclusive. The concept of politics came from the writings of well-known ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle. He regarded politics as a form of relationships between such social structures as families, kins, and tribes to achieve welfare and prosperity. Nowadays, the term of politics is ordinarily used to designate different kinds of leadership, administration, and authority. We often hear about the policy of a president, government, corporation and company, educational institution, teacher, leader, members of a group, and so on. The need for self-control of any social structure became the fundamental basis for any political activity. Unfortunately, as we can see from historical facts and modern investigations, these processes are natural to all the nations, and their roots lie deep in the subconscious of each individual. In order to constrain these manifestations of violence, to prevent the all-against-all global war, and to provide a necessary minimum of public order, the special organization of power is required. This regulation of public order and self-preservation of society is the main function of policy. This is true both for the world community and for each state, individually.